Thoughts on Mark. Mark chapter 9, verses 14 to 18. Inability. Inability. Now, we have to remember, we have to keep this in mind at all times here. We're dealing with the healing of this boy in a dreadful condition. But it's not the physical or psychological or whatever it is, cure, which is of the utmost interest here for us. What is vital for us to see? What the thing which is uppermost for us is the gospel illustration, the spiritual meaning, the teaching, the gospel teaching about Christ here, who he is, what he can do, what he will do, what he is willing to do, what he came into the world to do. And the whole business of salvation and deliverance, emancipation from sin, redemption from sin, and so on. Now, in the previous discourse, I tried to stress, which I think needs to be stressed, the woeful condition that this boy is in, indeed the whole crowd is in. Speaking of the natural condition of man, we're born like this, helpless, hopeless, ruined in sin. Now, I want to go a little further with this and deal in this discourse with the question of inability. These are vital principles which we must grasp in this gospel business. Yes, we've seen the dreadful, dire, grievous condition. Now, who can do anything about it? That's the question. Before we get to who can do something about it, I want to expose what's here in the passage, what the Bible is teaching us, what God the Spirit is teaching us through this passage, about who cannot do anything. Let's get this sorted. The inability that's spelled out here. Here is this boy in this young boy in this dreadful condition. Now, who is unable to rescue him? Well, the boy himself, for a start. The poor lad can't do anything, can he? He's gripped by this terrible condition, and he can't get out of it. He can't heal himself. The boy is in a hopeless condition. Have we got this? You, my friend, as a sinner, I'm speaking to myself, all of us, by nature, are utterly ruined in the sight of God and utterly helpless to rescue ourselves. Not all the works and thoughts and desires and prayers, whatever we can offer, nothing can atone and release us from our sins. The boy is helpless. The poor father is helpless. Verse 17, this man called out, "I brought you my son who is possessed by a spirit that has robbed him of speech." I can't ring about it. That's what he's saying. I'm desperate. Where do I go? We've seen this before. The woman with the issue of blood. She's consulted all these doctors and physicians and so on. This poor man is utterly helpless, and he feels it. And he's at the end of his tether. He's out of his wits. He can't do anything about it. The boy can't. He can't. How about the disciples? Verse 18. "I asked your disciples, but they could not. I asked them to cure him, but they could not." Verse 18. They could not. They could not. Let that sink in. They wanted to. How do I know that? Verse 28. "How is it we couldn't do it?" they asked Jesus when it's all over. Well, why couldn't we? We wanted to. We saw this terrible condition. We were moved by it. Some of them had children themselves. They wouldn't know what it was like. But it's beyond them. How about the teachers of the law, verse 14? What can they do? Well, they ain't doing anything, are they? Oh, they are. They're arguing, disputing, rowing about it. Oh, they can debate about it. They can argue. They can criticize. They can suggest. But they're, as for helping anybody, they're U.S. Useless. Cure anybody? Hopeless. Useless. It's a nice problem. They can debate it. They can have a discussion on it. They can have a lecture on it. But no, they can't cure him. Oh, this wretched boy. Here he is. disciples, scribes, teachers of the law, theologians, the father, the crowd. Oh, they've gathered to hear the row. Crowds will always gather when dogs fight. That's what Spurgeon said. You have two dogs fighting, a crowd will always gather, yeah. Lloyd-Jones, I think, had an interview with a famous man, an extended interview with a famous man in London who gathered huge crowds because every Sunday evening he would slaughter the liberals, the modernists. And Lloyd-Jones tried to speak to him about it. I think he tried on three occasions. You know, but the man said, you see the crowds I get, you see the numbers that come when I'm slaughtering these liberals, these modernists. But I think the punchline, if I remember the story right, is how many have you seen converted? How many have you seen changed by it? Yeah, of course, people always gather when there's a row going on. And this poor, wretched boy. You get the same in John 9. Everybody wants to argue about the poor blind man, but he's still blind. They're all hopeless and helpless at trying to cure him. Have you got the message? Have you got the message? People can be desirous to help, like the disciples, or they can be cold, dry, barren, just making a nice academic problem. There can be all sorts of conditions, but nobody can help this boy. Have you got the point about salvation? Churchianity won't help. Ministers can't help. Theologians can't help. Wow. No, they can't, my friend. You can't help yourself. You can't pull yourself up by the bootstraps. Oh, no. You can try all the prayers you like. You can read the Bible from cover to cover, week after week. You can do it as often as you like. Go to all the church meetings you want to. It won't cure you. It won't release you from sin. It won't save you. Inability is my subject, but I can't leave it there. There is a way of deliverance. No, there is a person who can deliver. And that will come later in this series of discourses. You can't. Theologians can't. Pastors can't. Ministers can't. Church can't. No. But Christ can. And more than can, he will. That's what my Bible tells me. I am willing, he says, doubt no more, yeah? So then, my friend, will you cast yourself upon the Lord Jesus Christ, the only one who can save sinners, the only one who can save you, liberate you, release you? That's the fundamental punchline here. That's the point of this story. That's the account here. That's what this is about. Will you be saved by Jesus? If you will not trust him, you will never be saved. You'll be lost forever, damned forever. God deliver it. God deliver it. Look to the Lord Jesus. May this little discourse reap a harvest in that way. As Cowper said in one of his hymns, Lord, descend, make 1,000 hearts your own. Amen.